If you have your Bibles, please turn to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37. Wonderful to be in the house of the Lord today. Ezekiel 37, beginning at verse 1. The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of a valley, and it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley. And indeed, they were very dry. And he said to me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" So I answered, "O Lord God, you know." And again, he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath into you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord.' So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise and suddenly a rattling. And the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over. But there was no breath in them. Also he said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath of life. Prophesy to the breath, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live.' So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army." An impossible place. An impossible situation, this confrontation, a man, a prophet, the prophet of the Lord. This is exactly what confronted him. This valley, an impossible place, an impossible situation, this dry valley strewn with bones, full of bones, the bones of the dead. The Knox Bible reads, "The Lord's power laid hold of me, and by the Spirit of the Lord I was carried away and set down in the midst of the plain, which was covered with bones." In the midst of this, bones all around and bones touching the prophet. Were his feet even on the valley floor, or was he standing on bones? Ezekiel's hand didn't bring him there. Ezekiel's power didn't bring him there. Ezekiel's spirit didn't set him down in the midst of this. Ezekiel didn't cause this passing by them all around. No. Around the whole extent of them, he took him. Where they lay thick on the plain, dead people's bones. Ezekiel, whom God will strengthen. The strength of man is no match for such a place. With man, this is an impossible place. With man, this is an impossible situation, an impossible confrontation. And right in the middle of it, in the thick of it, we are familiar with the text. We know this account well. And for those of us who do not, welcome to the scene. Here is Ezekiel taken by the Spirit of God to a dry valley full of the bones of the dead. God wanted a man. God wanted a voice. And in this passage, the Lord speaks to Ezekiel and to the nation of Israel. God asks the man a question. And he said to me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" Ezekiel answers, "I answered, O Lord God, you know." God gives the man direction and God gives the man content. Again, he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord." And so Ezekiel does as commanded. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise and suddenly a rattling and the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them and the skin covered them over. But there was no breath in them. The work yet not complete. Also, he said to me, "Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they might live." So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. You know, might God speak the same words to us today? Might God be speaking the same words to us today, asking us the question, whatever it might be, can it live? Asking us the question, and he's waiting on our answer, that he might give us direction and that he might give us the content that we might do as commanded. You know, I'm sure that many have heard many a message on this passage. I know I've preached a few, but perhaps the Lord, by his grace, would grant further revelation today, new revelation today. The hand of God comes upon a man, and through the power of the Spirit, by the power of the Spirit, the wings of the Spirit, a man is carried. Ezekiel, whom God will strengthen. Look around, Ezekiel. Use those eyes of yours. I spy with both eyes. Impossible. You know, thank God this wasn't Ezekiel's utterance. Church, before we can see the impossible become possible, we need the hand of the Lord upon us, and we need to be brought out in the power of the Spirit. This place, there was no natural remedy for this place. No natural fix for this situation. No natural possibility. No natural cure. This place had come to the end of the natural. The only answer would be spiritual. Without the Lord, without the Spirit of the Lord, without the Word of the Lord, the content, without the direction and command of the Lord, without the power of the Lord, Ezekiel didn't stand a chance. And this truly was an impossibility. The Lord wanted to use Ezekiel. There is no doubt. And the Lord wants to work in our lives. And the Lord wants to work through our lives. Ezekiel wasn't looking for natural answers. The natural was at its end. Ezekiel knew that there was no hope except the supernatural workings of God. Today in this place, any impossible places, any impossible situations, perhaps we aren't right in the midst of them, but we know they exist. And from a distance, we can see and tell that without God, there is no hope. Ezekiel was a man of prayer, not dead to prayer. Ezekiel was a man of the truth, a man of the word. He wasn't dead to the word. Ezekiel was a man of faith. God can use men and women of this quality, of this character, of this nature. I mean, could God have carried any old man to this valley? Or better yet, would God carry any old man to this valley? You see, he needed a man that would see right. He needed a man that would answer right. He needed a man that would do right. He needed a man that would speak right, line upon line. He needed one whom God would strengthen. No power of man, no strength of man, no plot of man, no plan of man, no scheme of man, no answer of man, end of natural. God, take us there. God is looking for those whom he can strengthen. Ezekiel was a readied man. Ezekiel was a man who longed for the hand of God to come upon him. You know, he knew he was nothing without the Lord. That would be his confession. He knew he was nothing without God. Ezekiel was a man who pined for the Spirit of God to carry him and place him. He knew he was nothing without the leading of the Spirit. A man among captives, but this man, he was a captive of the Lord. You know, I wonder if he was asking. I wonder if he was asking the Lord to put his hand on him, praying to be carried and placed by the Spirit. Ezekiel, what if you end up in a wasteland? What if you end up in a dry valley? What if the hand of the Lord comes upon you and the Spirit of the Lord carries you and places you, sets you down in the midst of all hopelessness, impossibility, death, and beyond death, where the natural has no voice? No sound, no answer, no cure, no power, no nothing. So be it. Take me. Carry me. Place me where you need me, Lord. The text, he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, Oh, Lord God, you know. Knox Bible, Son of Man, he said, can life return to these bones? Lord God, said I, thou knowest. You know, Ezekiel could have just said no. He could have just said, no, Lord. They can't, Lord. They're too far gone, too dead, too dry, too many, too strewn, separated from each other, too strewn. The bones are all mixed up, too all over the place. No, Lord, no one could find and separate and put all the pieces back together. So I answered, oh Lord God, you know. Lord God, I said, thou knowest. Good answer. Whom God will strengthen. I quote, he recognized that the impossibility from his perspective was certainly possible from God's perspective. You see, the Lord knew how serious the situation was, and he wanted Ezekiel to know. So he takes the man on a tour. Let's tour the valley floor. Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed, they were very dry. And the Knox Bible, round the whole extent of them, he took me where they lay, thick on the plain, all of them parched, quite dry. Not fresh corpses, not warm bodies, not even cold cadavers. I mean, if you go to raise a cadaver, at least all the pieces are still there and intact. Strewn, dry, bleached, very dry, parched bones, literally dried up, laying thick on the plain. The Lord was showing Ezekiel a particular scene, a picture. What was it? And what might it be the Lord is showing us or would show us? What place might the Lord carry us to? Or has he carried us to? Well, this for Ezekiel. Ezekiel 37, we pick it up at verse 11. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Indeed, they say, our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Any with that confession in the house today? Therefore, prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open up your graves and cause you to come up from your graves. I will bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up from your graves. I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live. And I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. Again, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, as for you, son of man, take a stick for yourself and write on it. For Judah and for the children of Israel, his companions. Then take another stick and write on it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his companions. Then join them one to another for yourself into one stick, and they will become one in your hand. And when the children of your people speak to you, saying, will you not show us what you mean by these? Say to them, thus says the Lord God, surely I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel, his companions, and I will join them with it, with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, and they will be one in my hand. And the sticks on which you write will be in your hand before their eyes. Then say to them, thus says the Lord God, surely I will take the children of Israel from among the nations, wherever they have gone, and will gather them from every side and bring them into their own land, and I will make them one nation in the land and on the mountains of Israel. And one king shall rule over them all. They shall no longer be two nations, nor shall they ever be divided into two kingdoms again. They shall not defile themselves anymore with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions. But I will deliver them from all their dwelling places in which they have sinned, and will cleanse them. Then they shall be my people, and I will be their God. You know, so often we end at an exceedingly great army and everyone claps and rejoices. You know, bone to bone, sinews, flesh, skin, breath, alive and standing on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Ezekiel, these bones are, one might fill in the blank today. Yes, the Lord fills in the blank. And the Lord wants to raise an army, a force out of this impossible place and situation. Out of impossible places and situations. You know, it appears Ezekiel didn't know what these bones were. Perhaps he had a hunch. But God told him. And there may be times we know. And there are times we don't know. And the Lord will tell us. Concerning the text, it was the whole house of Israel. And what of spiritual Israel? And the bones were speaking. Sterile bones. A declaration. The declaration of the whole house of Israel. Our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. You know, a people such as this need the word of the Lord. They need to hear the word of the Lord. They need the prophetic. They need a prophetic voice. The text, prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up from your graves. I will put my spirit in you and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. Lifeless. These people hadn't been faithful to the Lord. These people had turned their back on God. Hope lost. Seemingly no future. Did they intend to end up like this? They had succumbed to sin and immorality. They had given themselves to unholy altars, spiritually dead, sterile, no life, and incapable of producing life. Dead, death, lifeless, sterile, incapable of producing. Only God can change a place like this. Only God can open up this grave place. Only God can open the graves of such a people. Church, he can cause a rising. He can bring them into a land that they might know that he is the Lord. His spirit within them. And they will know that the Lord spoke and performed it. Oh, God can do it. God do it. God do it. Ezekiel, prophesy. He needs a voice. Ezekiel, prophesy as commanded. He needs obedience. Prophesy as commanded, whom God will strengthen, whom God has strengthened. Prophesy as commanded, do as commanded, and make one stick, one staff, one bone for the hand of God. A gathering from among the nations, a gathering from every side, the making of one nation in the land on the mountains of Israel. Can you hear the Spirit today, those who have ears to hear? The text, one king shall be king over them all. They shall no longer be two nations, nor shall they ever be divided into two kingdoms again. They shall not defile themselves anymore with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions, but I will deliver them from all their dwelling places in which they have sinned, and I will cleanse them. Then they shall be my people, and I will be their God. Lord God, raise up a group of Ezekiels. Raise up a group of Ezekiels, Lord, men and women of prayer, men and women of truth, men and women of faith, men and women readied that you can put your hand upon, men and women you can carry away in the Spirit and set down, place in the midst of impossible places and situations and circumstances. Men and women that will see right, will answer right, will do right, will speak right. The Lord kept telling the man to prophesy. You know, Ezekiel had nothing in himself. He had nothing to offer. Except himself. And his surrender. And his obedience. And his voice. Prophesy, Ezekiel. Whom God will strengthen. Prophesy. Share the words of Carter Conlon. The Lord said to Ezekiel, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. These bones represent people whose hope is gone. They are cut off from the promises that were once theirs. They have failed God. Yet in the midst of all of this, the Lord's grace is profound. And he tells Ezekiel to speak to them, which in the original language is translated as sing. Imagine that. The Lord isn't telling Ezekiel to yell at them, but to sing to them. The Lord was moved with compassion and mercy toward his people. So often we assume that the Lord is angry with us when we fail. But just as a father disciplines his child, so the Lord loves his people and desires to redeem them. There is something about the power of song. There is something about the power of singing, a weapon to break the hardest hearts, a weapon to bring together the scattered, a weapon for the impossible, a weapon for impossible places and situations, a weapon for impossible people, an avenue for the ministry of the Lord, the ministry of the Spirit. Remember, these were not just corpses separated and scattered. You know, corpses seems like there's a chance. You know, still the internals and skin and so on, all attached and in place. These were sterile bones, separated, all mixed up, strewn all over the place, not numbered. I mean, where do you begin? How to match and set in place? no human effort would do. Must sing. Must sing. Prophetic song. Man, we need to sing. Seized with the divine impulse, holy songs led by the Spirit. You know, I believe the Lord is saying, my people need to sing. Receive the word of the Lord. I believe the Lord is saying, my people need to sing in here and out there in the streets. Take up song, literally. Sing. Sing prophetic songs, not just a jingle, prophetic anthems for the spiritually dead, for the ones in need of grace and mercy, for the ones in need of redemption, for the religious yet spiritually dead, and so too for the unregenerate, for the lost, for those that do not know God, for those that are not God's, in our homes. In our homes. In our vehicles amidst the strewing. In the hallways at school, his song on our lips. As we can at our places of occupation, everywhere we can, anywhere we can. You know, the ear is like a trumpet. It is, and it was formed, created as such, the very structure of the literal ear. The ear is like a trumpet. Set the ear, the trumpet, to thy mouth. The ear bone, compared to a trumpet due to its funnel-like shape, which acts to collect and amplify sound waves before they reach the ear canal. I've heard the sound. Sing, Ezekiel. And it's about singing the song of the Lord, what he gives to sing. He told Ezekiel what to sing. He gave him the lyrics. He gave him the utterance, no doubt the unction, the enabling, this one whom God strengthened. Lines for this place. Content for this place. Prophetic flow, enabled of God. Function, unction, this strength of God. How big was this valley? Fill it with singing. It needed the sound of singing. It needed a move of the Spirit, a move of God, the only hope. And God used a prophet's song. Let's start singing at his command. You know, things just might start coming together. Bone to bone, and sinews and flesh and breath. For without the breath, there's no life, no rising, no standing, no exceedingly great army. God, put your hand upon us. Spirit, take us up. Carry us and set us down in the midst. Give us a song, God. Give us a song to sing. A prophetic song, Kairos songs, give us a song to sing for places and for dry valley, dry bone places. Let's have the worship team return today. What do the bones represent today? For us. What do the bones represent today to us? Just like Ezekiel, God would use us, whom God would strengthen. Ezekiel, put your name there. These bones are the vision and the understanding, the vision and the direction, the vision and the command, the vision and the answer, the vision and the song. You know, Ezekiel watched with his own eyes. there before his very eyes, the work of the one for whom nothing is impossible. Same God, yesterday, today, and forever. Ezekiel's day, our day, and forever. We recognize that the impossibility from our perspective, and perhaps there are those in this place today, and that's your perspective concerning a place, a situation, a circumstance, whatever it might be, impossible. But we recognize that the impossibility from our perspective is certainly possible from God's perspective. Ezekiel, sing. Bones, listen. People, listen. Your bones are dry. But hope is not lost. Hope is not lost. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. It's happening. You know, the bones were speaking, but they weren't crying out. God, send us a prophet. God, send us somebody to sing over us and our situation, our place, our circumstances. We need the sound of singing, Lord. No, they were saying, hope is gone. We're cut off. Look at how gracious God is. He's like, I got a readied man, you know. One who I can carry in the spirit, set down in the midst of impossible places. One who I can trust. One who is obedient. One who's a man of prayer, a man of the word. One who's a man of faith. One who is going to answer right. One who is going to take the content that I give him. He's not going to go beyond the word or fall short. I'm going to give him a song to sing. And we're going to see this valley turn to life. Breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe life on these slain that they may live. Behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up from your graves. I will put... Receive the word of the Lord today. I will put my spirit in you and you shall live. And I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. I will make one stick and they will be one in my hand. I will gather one king. Hallelujah. You know, he goes on to say, one shepherd, and they shall walk in my judgments, observe my statutes and do them. They shall dwell in the land I have given. And then this good news, they, their children, and their children's children forever. I will make, this is what the Lord said, I will cut covenant with them, a covenant of peace, an everlasting covenant. The Lord said, I will establish and multiply them. I will set my sanctuary in their midst forever, my tabernacle with them. I, their God, they, my people, the nations will know that I, the Lord, sanctify when my sanctuary is in their midst. Dear God, wake us up. Lord, man, it's time, people. It's time. Let's not miss it. Let's stand in the house of the Lord today.